the professor of comparative and international politics at Benedictine University, an expert on Russia who we've been asking about the war in Ukraine. But I asked him before the show this morning, are you up to speed on this Brittany Griner story?
Oh, very much so. The research I do is on Russia's political institutions and political system. My early writing was pretty in-depth on their constitution. It's undergone some changes. But in terms of the legal system, it's gone more back to the way the Soviet legal system worked, about which I was very familiar. I wrote my master's thesis on sort of attempts to change the law there. So,
in general, how would you describe it? What is their legal system like?
It's not one that would be familiar to any Western democratic society. There's a presumption of guilt. Not sort of officially, but that's how it works, particularly in for anyone who is known. Who gets arrested, whether Russian or foreign, and that's been the case with Alexei Navalny. So someone like Alexei Navalny or Brittany Griner would be handled very much similar way. There's a presumption of guilt, and really the opportunity for defendant to defend themselves and accused to defend themselves is pretty limited. And when we were talking before, I was questioning the competence of the lawyers who I didn't know, because a guilty plea doesn't do you anything in Russia today any more than it did for the early Bolsheviks under Stalin. A presumption of guilt says, see, I'm guilty, and then the system punishes you to the maximum extent. A guilty plea, expressions of remorse, they don't go anywhere. They didn't go in the old Soviet legal system. They don't go anywhere in the current Russian legal system. So I expected her to get the maximum 10-year sentence. It was surprising to me that she got 9 years instead of 10. And you can look at the case, which was reported about a year and a half ago. Mark Fogel, a former sort of low-level American embassy worker in Moscow, who then left and became an English teacher. I think he retired and then became an English teacher. He had medical marijuana prescribed for a spinal condition. He got arrested. He pled guilty. He gave his reasons for why he was doing it, and he got a 14-year sentence. Presumably the quantity he had was a little bit larger. And, you know, a guilty plea, expression of remorse or reasons don't go anywhere in Russia's legal system. And by the way, Mark Fogel is in a penal colony, hard labor. I'm not sure the location. They don't really reveal that, but we have to assume central Siberia somewhere, serving hard labor with no access to American consulate.
Yeah, I saw that story about this Mark Fogel guy. It's fascinating to me that there are people like him who are low profile to the rest of us and are going through the very same thing Brittany Griner may soon go through. Fogel, this is from the New York Times, as you just said, a teacher who previously worked for the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
Correct.
Was convicted of drug smuggling by the same court that is handling Griner's case, to 14 Correct. Years in a high-security penal colony. He's 60 Correct. Years old. He's going to be over there 14 years now. I guess he's been there for a while because they found an amount of cannabis and oil that, by the way, was concealed in a contact lens case. So,
so not he knew he was not, you know, not supposed to bring it in.
Okay, but he didn't have bales of this stuff. I mean, but it's still it strikes me as a strikingly small amount.
A drug smuggler would have a suitcase full of drugs, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
right. This is for personal use, and you know, anyone can get a medical marijuana card in the United States wherever pot is legal, right? This guy actually, you know, seems to have had a real medical condition for which his personal physician.
Right.
Thought it would help.
So to the notion then that Brittany Griner's penalty is severe because she's high profile and is maybe a trading chip for Vladimir Putin.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm sorry. It's not her sentence isn't because she's high profile. Her sentence is because that is the sentence for
that's the point I'm about to make. They did the same thing to Mark Fogel. So anybody that's going to Russia, if you get caught with a drop, you could do a decade over there in jail.
As could any Russian who was caught that nobody's ever heard of. Anybody who commits that crime with that amount of marijuana could do that amount of time. But what's American jails were packed with people, right, who were in possession of small quantities of marijuana.
The word I used yesterday, Joel, was civilized or not civilized. This is Russia in their treatment of the people of Ukraine, obviously, and in the treatment of Brittany Griner or this Mark Fogel guy, for that matter. That's not a civilized society, by my estimation. That's not how a government should treat people in this age. It's crazy.
It is. At the same time, it's not like this was a secret. That it was unknown. It's not that Russia's legal system should be surprising. It's not that Russia's dictatorship should be surprising to anyone. That's been my point all along, is there's a responsibility to be careful if you're going to travel to that country. And actually, Mark Fogel understood that. He was like, oh, man, I tried it and I got caught. You know, I'm really, really sorry, but, you know, it's a really small amount. It's just for my personal use, and I've got this medical condition. Sorry, 14 years penal colony. I agree with you 100%. It is awful that she's going to face this kind of punishment for that kind of crime. It is Russia's laws, and Russia has the right to make its own laws, and Americans should be really wary of casting stones about other countries' laws. You know, we prioritize gun manufacturers over little kids getting shot up in schools, and now we are, you know, going backwards, according to the rest of the world, in terms of the laws regarding women's control of their own bodies. So let's be careful about criticizing another country's laws. Just because we're more progressive right now on pot, you know, Russia's more progressive on a woman's control of her own body. You really should tread lightly on that one. And still, that doesn't contradict the decision that we should try to free not just Brittany Griner, but Mark Fogel and anyone else. Who knows what other Americans are incarcerated even in Russia for small amounts of marijuana. There might be others. We should be trying to get them all out. But if we are going to trade one of the world's most notorious international arms smugglers, and not just an international arms smuggler, Victor Boot was a guy who was illegally selling weapons to terrorist organizations who openly and explicitly and exclusively target Americans. Who knows how many hundreds of Americans were killed by these organizations with weapons acquired from Victor Boot. I would say that our priority should be on people like Paul Whelan, who is also incarcerated in a hard labor camp, really framed, and really did not commit a crime, as far as anyone knows. And frankly, the American fighters who are fighting on behalf of Ukraine who are captured. A guy like Victor Boot should be traded for those guys, and also those who are held like Brittany Griner, Mark Fogel, and others who for small petty crimes.
Well, that's the answer to my questions, and that's all the time I'm going to have. No, that's good stuff, okay. Joel. That was very good. That was Joel Ostro, the professor of comparative and international politics at Benedictine University. I had a chance to talk to him before the show today. And it's kind of interesting, isn't it, how he says, well, we're not so progressive on things like reproductive rights or guns. So be careful when you criticize another country for how they handle something, say, marijuana laws. I do think you get to cherry pick. Sure, we're not perfect, but what's that? I think those are parallel tracks that don't necessarily intersect, at least not in my mind. For instance, if you say, we don't have guns figured out in America, so what? So Brittany Griner has to stay in jail or their system of injustice is okay? I understand what he's saying, but I don't think that it lands anywhere. At least it doesn't with me. Still, I appreciate what Joel had to say. And man, I didn't know it was like that. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I did not know.